Listen, the start of school year brings out a lot of things to think about and talk about. When we talked about Morgan had the statistics from the weekend in terms of accidents and DUIs and so on and so forth. And obviously the kids are back to school. They're back on the school bus. And as much as you don't like it, you got to deal with it. And you got to deal with it the right way. Our good buddy, Tony Guerrera, commissioner of the DMV, joining us here on Brian and Company. How are you, buddy?
Good, Brian. How are you? I was looking for you last week at the Porch Fest.
Yeah, how'd it go?
It was great. Fantastic. Great weather. What a turnout. Really was beautiful.
You're talking Weathersfield, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we talked about it a lot. I mean, and I've been, you know, singing the praises of Heirloom Market a lot because it's just such a good spot. And but I wasn't able to make it.
It's a nice area. Great vibe, restaurants, little like Heirloom, little cafes. It's beautiful.
You got an ice cream spot. There's a lot going on. And that restaurant, I always forget the name of that restaurant.
The Charles?
Yeah, that place is great too. Listen, let's talk about it. We got a bunch of stuff to talk about. First of all, how's it going?
Good.
Anything, keeping busy. Anything new with the department?
Sure, we're always doing something new. We got more transactions online. We're starting to branch out, which probably in the next month you'll hear that we're collaborating with another work. You know what I'm saying? So.
Well, we missed you. You cut out for a second there. You're going to be coordinating with whom?
Brian, can you hear me?
Yeah, what was that? We got piano music. Did you put us on hold?
I don't know what happened there. We're good. As you know, we deal with AAA and we deal with Nutmeg Credit Union, but we're going to be expanding our operations with another firm that's going to be handling some of our registrations in the outlying areas of the state of Connecticut to make it more convenient for our customers out there to do registrations and licensing.
Oh, good. Well, let us know what that is. And we'll be sure to let the folks of Connecticut know. Listen, in terms of getting back to school, I think it's a good reminder for people about the rules of the road, especially when it comes to the buses.
Sure. I mean, you know, again, this is the time of year that we have to be very careful when we're on the roadways. If school buses are out, kids are out at the school bus stands, and we have to be careful that these kids are, you know what I mean, could be playing out in the road and so forth. So just take it a little easy. Take a little more time to get to work. But remember, when you're behind a school bus, be prepared for that bus to stop. Allow the kids to get on and just go about your day. I know that people are in a hurry sometimes, but this is the time now, Brian. From September all the way to June now, these school buses are going to be on our roadways in the mornings and in the afternoons, and we have to take caution of that.
You know, there's always you get it on surveillance cameras, and sometimes you don't. There are some people who drive around buses when they're stopped. Is there accountability there? Are these people getting caught, and are they getting prosecuted?
You know, Brian, it's funny you say that. I just had a meeting about 15 minutes ago with our inspectors, and we've done about 1,000 violations, all right, of school individuals going around the school bus and so forth that get ticketed.
Good.
And we send them out, we investigate it, and they get ticketed, Brian. They do. And now, it's always difficult, too, sometimes, I'll be honest with you, because, you know, not every school bus has the video camera on, or it's a very difficult to get that license. But when the driver does come up with the license plate and sends it over, we do issue a citation.
Oh, good. We're talking with Tony Guerrera, commissioner of the DMV here on Brian and Company. The other thing that's been reading a lot is there have been seemingly more motorcycle fatalities, and we were talking about this a little bit earlier in the show. How concerned are you about that safety side of things?
You know, we've collaborated with multiple agencies now, Brian. This has become, you know, almost like an epidemic at this point that we've seen, over 215 fatalities on our roadways now. We're seeing more and more cars speeding. You know, we have worked together now with DMV, DOT, state police, Department of Public Health. I think that we're going to have to start thinking outside the box, how we address this, how do we go back out and start implementing programs in the school systems, reevaluate the criteria for when you get your license, the curriculum for that, Brian, the technology. Things have changed. They've changed drastically. You and I have talked about this. We come from the same era. Cars are much more advanced, the more technical. Yeah. There's more technology in it. I think it takes away from them from driving. And I think that we really have to look at this and really dissect it and come up with a solution that, you know, will help save lives on a road.
Well, I mean, listen, my last question on this, I'm all for civil liberties. Like, I'm not a big believer in huge government, but I don't really understand why Connecticut's a state that says it's okay not to wear a helmet when you ride a motorcycle.
Yeah, that again, we have in a legislature in years past, Brian, that, you know, there's a powerful group of motorcycle groups that came up and said that, you know, we don't want to wear helmets and so forth, and that legislation never got through. But as you know, surrounding states do have it. And I do believe passengers in the state of Connecticut have to wear a helmet. But again, I think as you see it moving forward here, I think the momentum is on our side, and I wouldn't be surprised in the next coming years that you see that law does get passed.
Tony Guerrera, DMV commissioner here in Connecticut. Before we let you go, anything else you want people to know about?
We're going out to 169 communities, so just look for us. You know, we'll be hitting the senior centers, town halls, to help do registrations and IDs, and hopefully we can see everybody there and say hello to us.
All right, Tony, next time come in, I want to see the latest, you know, the latest fashion.
So you got it, pal.
We'll see you soon.
Okay.
All right, Tony Guerrera with the DMV joining us here, just with the school buses. Just, and I always marvel at the people, and I'm not a perfect driver, who will put everyone in danger to get ahead one car length. Like, that's going to make or break you. Like, that's going to be the thing that makes you on time or happy or successful? And the answer is obviously no. And then one of my friends who's a jerk of a driver would be like, well, listen, if I do that at every turn, eventually, it's going to save me time. I was like, gosh, you're the problem. You are the problem. At least he acknowledged it. But, I mean, there's nothing that's worth one car length. Nothing.
No.
Absolutely not. And I mean, I get annoyed when I was making the drive. Thank goodness I don't have to drive Bennett to school anymore. I mean, to pick him up, because you get caught behind a school bus and you know.
It's miserable.
It's going to make you late.
It's a miserable experience.
And they're going to stop, but you just got to stop. I mean, you drove for how long?
Like 2 years.
Did you ever have guys come around?
Yeah, always.
Did you get their plates or did you just F?
You try to. You try to, but sometimes they're traveling so fast and they're trying to watch, you know, the kids cross or get on the bus and doing more important things, unfortunately.
So you saw it a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but now a lot of the buses do have the cameras on the side of the buses. And I don't know if he mentioned how much the fines are, but
they're pretty hefty.
They're, like, I think, for like $400 for like the first time offense. And then I think the second time is like double that. And then you can get like your license suspended too, so it's no joke.
No. Well, clearly the people just shouldn't do it.